Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 40th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be interviewing Dr. Ji-young Lee, the author of BTS Art Revolution. Let's get it! Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we're interviewing Dr. Ji-young Lee, a film philosopher and the author of BTS Art Revolution. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello everyone. I'm Ji-young Lee and I am very happy to be part of this Army podcast. And I am, as you may know, I am teaching philosophy at Sejong University in Korea. It is located in Seoul. I've seen many interviews by ARMYs who talk about their age. Mm-hmm. So I want to reveal my age. I'm 49 years old and will be 50 in 2 months.
Oh, wow.
So yeah,
wow, quite old. Oh no, well thank you so much for taking the time to join us, because I know you're in Korea. We have like different time zones and everything, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I was wondering though, how did you discover BTS and what made you into a fan?
Oh, it's not a simple question actually, because there were several causes at the time. Mm-hmm. But first, in 2017, I bumped into a small line of news on the TV that BTS won Social Artist Award at Billboard Music Award. And I was so surprised at the news, because when I was young, I was a pop kid. So every week I checked the Billboard chart and listening to the songs on Billboard chart. At that time, I was thinking, it is not our job. It is not our area. It is others. Mm-hmm. And it is totally different world than mine. But a Korean artist got awarded at that Billboard Music Award, for me, it was a shock. So I was very curious about them. So I just typed Bangtansonyeondan on YouTube. That's the first beginning. And then I watched several music videos and some funny stuff on Bangtan-bam. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I just wanted to know their names and discern who is who.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, it is a very typical way to become an ARMY for almost everyone. And then I went to the rabbit hole that I cannot get out of that.
Yes, exactly. Oh, wow. So that's really nice to hear, because I feel like BTS in Korea for a while wasn't really known, I guess you could say. I realized that a lot of people in Korea started knowing more about them after the Billboard Top Social Award back. So yeah. I'm really happy to hear that you know, after that, they were getting a lot more exposure, I guess you could say. Because I heard that K-pop in Korea, when I visited there, they said K-pop was more for, you know, people who were in high school, elementary. But then, you know, after you're out of school, that's not something that you would really listen to. So
and at the time, on the radio, I cannot remember the critic's name. Mm-hmm. But I've heard him speaking about the prejudice about the K-pop idol music. Mm-hmm. And he said, it is a really prejudice. There are so many good music from idol groups. And I was thinking about myself, and I felt that I had that kind of prejudice against the idol groups. Mm-hmm. Because I was a big fan of Seotaeji. You know Seotaeji. In my early 20s, I was a really big fan of Seotaeji, but I didn't do anything as a fan. I was just a music listener. Yeah, so it actually, this is the first time for me to act as a fan. And it is amazing. And anyway, and I will talk in Korean.
Oh, yes, go for it.
Yeah. 그래서 그때 그 평론가가 우리가 아이돌 그룹에 대해서 아이돌의 음악에 대해서 수준이 낮다는 편견을 많이 가지고 있다라는 얘기를 듣고 제가 생각을 해보니까 나한테도 똑같은 편견이 있었구나라는 거를 느꼈어요. 그래서 아, 요새 아이돌 음악은 그리고 요새 그 나와는 다른 20대, 10대들이 듣는 음악은 뭘까라는 궁금증이 생겨서 사실 한동안 가요도 듣지 않았었고 그 팝음악도 잘 듣지 않았고 대중음악 자체를 별로 안 들었었거든요. 그래서 한번 들어봐야 되겠구나. 거의 한 30대 중반부터 클래식 음악만 많이 들었었어요. 그랬다가 뭔가 나한테도 새로운 그 음악에 대한 자극이 있으면 좋겠다라는 그런 생각으로 나의 편견이 무엇인지를 좀 알아보고 싶다라는 생각으로 이제 방탄소년단 이름을 뉴스에서 본 후에 찾아봐야 되겠다라는 생각이 들었었던 것 같습니다.
So just continuing where she left off, after she heard the radio and the critic talking about how, you know, it's actually a stigma that we see when it comes to idol groups and the music that they bring out to the public. It's very quote unquote low quality. It's not up to par. It's not good enough. But then again, she actually looked back at herself and she had that stigma too. When it comes to idol groups, you know, it's very typical. You know, you have your very common auto-tuned kind of song. But that also made it a trigger factor of her wanting to find out more of what is the trend and what is the idol music nowadays that the teens in their 10s and 20s listen to. And at that point in time, she was at the stage where it has been a really long time where she listened to songs that are out in the public that are pop cultured or idol music. She was just in her mid-30s listening to classical music at most. So then she started searching the term BTS on news portals to see what she could get out there. And she also found out that, you know, maybe this could be like a motivational, like a boosting factor for me to get back into listening and to enjoying music. Because like she said, she was once a fan of someone and all she was doing is just enjoying classical music. So she believes that that was kind of like the stepping stone of getting to know the artist better and getting to enjoy music again. Wow, you know, it makes sense that you mentioned that you were once a fan, but there wasn't really an artist that you bought things for? I guess, you know, actually consider yourself a fan. So mm-hmm. you said BTS was the first that, you know, you buy or you look into learning almost yeah. everything about them. That is so interesting. But it's, until now, would you say it's still a stigma in Korea? Like, or are they opening up themselves to listening to other groups? Or is it just BTS still in Korea?
BTS를 알고 나서 그들의 음악을 들어보니까 너무 좋아가지고 이제 방탄 노래를 계속 듣다가 다른 이제 책을 쓰기 전에 다른 그룹들도 다 이렇게 좋은 건 아닐까? 혹시 이렇게 다른 그룹들에 대해서 전혀 들어보지도 않고 방탄에 대해서 쓰기는 좀 그럴 것 같아가지고 이제 다른 그룹들에 대해서도 좀 들어봤었어요. 들어봤었고 그다음에 특히 2017년 말부터 그 온갖 연말 방송들을 이제 다 챙겨보기 시작을 해가지고 어쩔 수 없이 다른 그룹들 노래도 들었는데 음악적으로 굉장히 세련되고 그 완성도가 높은 그런 음악들도 있었습니다. 그래서 아 수준이 낮지 않구나라는 거는 확실히 확인을 할 수가 있었는데 이제 방탄하고 다른 그룹들 사이에 좀 큰 차이가 있었던 것 같아요. 그러니까 다른 그룹들 노래는 예를 들면 듣다가 와 저기에서 음악적으로 이런 식으로 이렇게 구성을 하니까 되게 세련됐구나. 물론 저는 음악 전문가는 아니라서 자세히는 뭐라고 말씀드리긴 힘들지만 그다음에 음악이 굉장히 사운드가 좋구나라고는 느꼈지만 저 음악이 내 마음을 와서 움직이고 치는구나라고는 생각은 사실 안 들었었어요. 그래서 지금까지도 이제 종종 방탄 때문에 음악 방송을 보거나 연말 방송을 보거나 그러면 들어봐요. 계속 유심히 들어보는데 음악 자체가 후지거나 그런 거는 아닌데 수준이 낮은 거나 그런 거는 아니지만 내 마음을 이렇게 와서 움직이고 치는 거는 서태지 이후로 처음인 것 같다라는 생각이 들어요. 물론 그 중간에 이제 좋은 노래들은 있었지만 이렇게까지 영혼을 뒤흔들어 놓는 그런 경험은 처음이라고 말씀드릴 수 있을 것 같아요.
So, she's speaking from a very personal perspective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she thought that before she started writing this book, she believed that it wasn't fair if she didn't give other artists or other idol groups' music a chance. So, mm-hmm. while she was in that situation, she, of course, searched up BTS name. She was listening to their songs, watching their videos, but she was also looking into other idol groups. Mm-hmm. But one thing that she clarified for sure is that the perspective and the stigma that she had of, you know, idol music is very low quality. The standards are very low. That was definitely, it broke the walls of it. It was not true. The quality was there. It was very trendy. But while she was actually listening to all these songs and musics and videos, she also gave her personal opinion that if there had to be a difference between the songs that BTS makes and other idol groups make, it would be that, you know, while the other idol groups do have very trendy songs, it's very catchy, it's a very good song, when she listens to their songs, it doesn't speak to her. It doesn't touch her in any way. It doesn't shake her soul. But when she listens to songs that BTS creates and they put out there, it speaks to her on a personal level. God. And she, at the end of 2017, she started watching a lot of music shows. And, you know, at the year end, we have a lot of awards show as well, like for example MAMA or Melon Music Awards or a lot of very big shows where all the artists come and perform on stage. She also gave those shows a chance to learn more about the idol groups, but it was confirmed from her perspective that yes, you know, while everyone has a very good stage, a very powerful stage and music and performance, it is only BTS that she can really greatly relate to, only because the music that they perform and the stage that they put up really speaks to her personally and touches her heart. So that's the difference that would exist if she had to compare BTS with other idol groups out there.
Oh, wow. Got it. And, you know, that's what I was wondering, too. And I would like to ask other, you know, armies as well, because there's a lot of us who have also been, personally, me, I have been into K-pop since 2006. Mm. And same with me, you know, I've liked other groups. I've enjoyed a lot of groups and artists, but BTS is different. And, you know, I've asked myself this so many times, what makes them different? And over the couple of years of actually asking myself that, I feel like you and also me have figured out why. Like, why is BTS seeing this success? Because compared to a lot of groups you've also mentioned, you know, they have good music, it's catchy. You know, they're also, other groups are working hard and they're talented, but, you know, why are they not seeing the same success as BTS? I guess one of the reasons is, you know, as an ARMY, we could speak that their music speaks to us. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but what other reasons do you think that sets BTS apart from other groups? Because they're also very hardworking. They're very talented.
Yes.
I have seen many other artists on award shows and music shows, but I had to come back to the same question. Why does only BTS touch my heart and soul? There are so many artists who can sing and dance very well, but I want to say that there is a difference. They cannot be seen, obviously, to many people. The differences can be said minor, but I think they are critical. In art, I think we call this minor but critical difference as the level of completion. That level of completion can be the decisive element when it comes to comparing BTS and other artists in their performance and singing. Also, BTS is different in their attitude as artists. I think that many pop artists don't have the kind of attitude. Most of them want to be just popular and be loved by many people with their dancing and singing talent. So they work hard and very good at singing and dancing. But in many cases, they don't seem like having something to deliver to the audience. Audiences just can enjoy their performances and songs. By the way, BTS have had something to deliver from the beginning of their career. For example, it could be Love Yourself, Finding Our Soul's Map, mental health issues, and social critical message. I want to emphasize their attitude as an artist who has always some message through their art to their audiences. This attitude is something radically different from just being skillful.
That's true. I feel like ever since they began, you know, they've always tried to tell songs through their personal feelings. Are their lyrics always connected to them in their personal life? So I felt like their music grew along with them. And just, I think through their lyrics, they basically show us that they're still human and the things that we're going through are the same, basically. We're all going through life. And so I think that's a very interesting point that, you know, not only are they like amazing performers, there's something that BTS has, like the minor difference that's really pushing them forward. Now, Korea has recognized their talents, but ARMY know that they're still struggling a little bit here in the US, which is the biggest music market in the world. BTS has been experiencing a lot of discrimination in the Western music industry. What can the fandom do to continue to push forward? Do you have any suggestions or tips?
제가 생각하기에 아미들은 지금 잘 하고 있는 것 같아요. 뭐 제가 정답을 알지는 못하지만 일단 굉장히 잘 해오고 있는 것 같은데 특히 어떤 측면에서 잘 해오고 있는 것 같냐면 이런 팟캐스트도 이제 그런 그 실천의 하나라고 생각을 하는데 아미들이 방탄에 대해서 그리고 아미 스스로에 대해서 우리의 목소리로 이야기를 하는 것 그리고 그것을 전달하고 사람들에게 그러는 어떤 이 행동이 굉장히 중요하다라고 생각을 하거든요. 우리의 목소리를 다른 사람이 대체하게 하면 더 이상 우리는 없어요. 그래서 아미들이 정말 잘 해오고 있는 것 중에 하나가 이제 미디어들을 상대로 이제 많이 싸우고 있죠. 그거는 아직 한국에서도 마찬가지인데요. 근데 이제 그 서구 시장에 나가면 그런 편견이나 여러 가지가 이제 더 심해지고 좀 더 복잡한 어떤 편견의 이 레이어들이 생기기 때문에 아미들이 이제 끊임없이 언론을 감시하고 정말 어떤 때는 와 심하다 할 정도로 말 한마디 한마디에도 다 검열을 하거든요. 그래서 기자들이 뭐 저널리스트들이 어떤 식으로 워딩을 사용하고 어떤 프레임을 가지고 방탄과 아미를 이렇게 보느냐라고 하는 것들을 바꾸기 위해서 계속해서 목소리를 내고 그게 단지 이제 트위터에서나 아니면 뭐 댓글 뭐 이런 식으로만 행해지는 게 아니라 아주 직접적으로 이런 팟캐스트를 만들고 그다음에 아시다시피 아미들 중에 그 아미 뭐 매거진도 만들고 뭐 이제 약간 소식지 같은 것들을 직접 만들기도 하고 그리고 이제 R3 저널 같은 경우에는 거기에서 그 저 같은 이제 아미 학자들이 모여서 방탄과 아미에 대해 연구한 내용을 우리의 관점에서 우리의 목소리로 그리고 객관적이고 뭔가 신뢰할 만한 학문의 언어를 통해 우리가 계속해서 발언을 하고 우리 스스로에 대해 우리가 규정할 수 있는 어떤 힘을 갖게 되는 것. 이 부분이 저는 우리가 해나갈 수 있는 가장 중요한 것 중에 하나가 아닌가. 물론 그와 동시에 투표도 해야 되고 스트리밍도 해야 되고 그런 것들이 이제 기본으로 제가 그 유튜브 비디오에서 그렇게 얘기를 했었는데 아미 업무라고 표현을 했었던 그런 스트리밍, 바잉, 그다음에 보팅 그런 것들도 기본적으로 하지만 다른 팬덤들 같은 경우에는 사실 거기에 멈춰 있다면 아미들은 거기에서 더 나아가서 우리가 누구인지를 우리의 정체성에 대해서 우리가 이야기하고 방탄에 대한 편견들을 우리가 바로잡고 그런 과정 속에서 보면 이제 뭔가 저는 책을 썼고 그 다음에 직업이 교수고 뭐 그러다 보니까 저한테 자꾸 마이크가 온 거죠. 그래서 뭐 한국 방송이나 뭐 신문이나 아니면 2020년에는 외국 언론에서도 많이 연락이 와서 인터뷰를 하고 그랬는데 그럴 때마다 어떤 때는 정말 현생이랑 바빠서 이게 충돌을 하니까 아 막 힘들다 그렇게 생각이 들 때도 있었지만 이런 기회가 그냥 막 주어지는 것도 아니고 내가 하고 싶다고 할 수 있는 것도 아니잖아요. 그래서 우리의 목소리를 내야 하는 순간이 온다면 그게 어떻게 그게 내가 어떤 좀 힘든 상황이 있더라도 가능한 한 그 목소리를 잘 대변할 수 있도록 아미들을 잘 리프레젠테이션 할 수 있도록 애써야 되지 않을까라는 생각을 했어요. 근데 그런 노력들을 이제 각자의 자리에서 저는 저한테 주어진 어떤 기회들을 이제 이용을 하는 거고 그다음에 다른 아미들도 보면 다 각자의 자리에서 아미가 누구인지 우리가 누구인지에 대해 이렇게 말하는 그런 목소리들을 볼 때 사실 너무 잘하고 있다라고 생각을 하고, 우리가 이렇게 집단적으로 함께 우리에 대해 목소리를 낸다면 누구도 쉽게 함부로 무시하지 못하게 될 거고, 결국엔 방탄에 대한 어떤 편견들도 조금씩 걷어지지 않을까라고 생각을 합니다.
There isn't really an easy solution to this. And it's true that not just in the Western music industry, but it is still happening in Korea as well. But what she really wants to put out there is that what ARMYs are doing right now and what they've been continuously doing is really just good enough. You know, if she had to put it in a job scope, what other fandoms do mostly is just vote for their artists, stream the music, watch the videos, buy albums, and if they stop there, ARMYs go so much ahead and so much further. You guys have your own ARMY magazine, and the fact that even this podcast is happening and being planned right now, that is an action and a practice to voice out what ARMYs do and how ARMYs should be represented to the public. And not just voicing out on Twitter or on comments on articles, but you know, we should actually take an extra step and really take the opportunities if they come find us, or look for opportunities, in fact. So for Professor Jiyoung herself, you know, she's a full-time professor. She works, she has a professional life. And as a human, of course, you get burned out or you get tired. And you know, everyone just goes through that. It's life. But whenever she finds or she gets the opportunity from other medias or from foreign portals, she will take it. She will take the interviews because she has the mindset that, you know, as an army, I should do them proud. I should be the representation of the voice of armies. Because the moment we actually let go of that mindset and let the media, the prejudice, and the negative comments replace armies' voices, that's when you guys actually are going to be losing it. So to prevent that, we should actually continue what we're doing. She believes that armies right now are doing a really good job, and all they have to do is just continue it. Just continue it, go ahead, go further, go more, do as much as you can. That is actually the advice that she could give. And also, I think she thinks it's important to not just stop there. Never think it's enough. Always think of the extra mile and think ahead. I think that's the most important message that she has to portray.
Thank you so much for that advice. I felt like I needed to hear that as well, and I'm sure a lot of us needed to hear that as well. It's because, you know, there are times where we feel very proud of all the work that we have done, but there are times where sometimes we feel like, you know, what else can we do? You know, we're constantly fighting against discrimination and prejudice, but you know, it's very true. Yes, we got to keep doing what we're doing, and it's true that once we stop and we no longer voice out our opinion or what needs to be said, then we'd be on the losing end. So, thank you for that advice. That actually helps a lot. Thank
No worries.
you.
I'm always very proud of armies, and the reason I wrote my book on BTS is more than half reasons were about army, because after knowing BTS, who is BTS and their songs and their messaging and their lyrics, and I finally found out who ARMY is. I observed ARMYs are doing, and it was really wonderful. And it was, in a sense, it was shocking to me, because 그 시절이, 그러니까 2017년에 이제 제가 방탄을 발견하게 됐는데, 바로 그 전해에 2016년부터 2017년 초까지 한국에서는, 그러니까 대규모의 촛불 시위가 있었습니다. 아마 아실지도 모르겠어요. 그래서 매주 토요일마다 아무리 춥고 아파도 진통제를 삼켜가면서 이제 거리에 시위를 하러 나갔었는데, 그때 봤던 그 수많은 사람들이 하나의 목소리로 외치던 그 광경은 정말 잊을 수가 없는 그런 어떤 광경이었고 힘이었거든요. 그런데 제가 아미들이 방탄을 미국에서 성공시키기 위해, 그러니까 성공시킨다라는 말보다는 미국에서 제대로 인정받도록 하기 위해서, 그 다음에 한국에서의 그 수많은 어떤 권력들, 기존 권력들과 싸우면서 방탄을 지키기 위해서 여기저기에서 아미들이 하고 있는 일들을 보고 나서 저는 사실 굉장히 촛불 시위 때와 비슷한 에너지를 느꼈어요. 예, 여기까지 하고 다시 돌아올게요.
네. So she wants to actually make a comparison based on her previous experiences. So back in 2016, there was a phase where in Korea, the entire nation who shared the same opinion and voices carried out a very large-scale candlelight demonstration. So she was a part of it. And, you know, no matter how severe the weather conditions were, no matter how much pain she was in, she would take, you know, antibiotics or painkillers and pills to gain the strength to go out for that candlelight demonstration, only because she had an opinion and a voice to share. So she actually wanted to make a comparison to her experience versus as an army, that, you know, as a group, as and considering army as a group of people who share the same passion and voice, they need to actually show the authority and power that army themselves hold. And she just brought this experience up because I wouldn't say it's a reminiscent kind of thing, but it is a life experience that she can probably never forget. Yes. So just bringing that feeling up again, but applying it to the fandom, that is probably what she believes that should be done to, you know, stand as one to actually show the other people the influence that ARMY can have as well.
Got it. Wow, you went through a lot. I did hear about that candlelight event, but I didn't really learn too much about it. But it's really interesting how you wouldn't say like reminiscent, but
kind of just look back and, you know, think about that, the emotions and the feelings that she once had back then.
Yes, that's wow. I mean, so when you wrote BTS Art Revolution, you were inspired by ARMY, correct?
Yeah.
ARMYs know how to adapt, I guess you could say that. We are a very unique fandom, and I think that's what you mentioned really does set ARMY apart from other fandoms. We know how to create our own community, our own society. We know how, you know, everyone in the fandom, there is bound to be someone who, you know, for example, like you are into film philosophy. There's an ARMY out there who's a lawyer. There's an ARMY out there, you know, who knows a lot of things. And we put our knowledge together and we build this community that helps us as a fandom to help BTS. And a lot of people I notice, especially in the US, still don't really understand our fandom. They, you know, usually give very ignorant or prejudiced remarks in regards to fans of BTS. You know, they like to say that, you know, we're screaming teenage girls. You know, why do you think they continue to make those ignorant remarks? Do you think they're just trying to, I guess, not realize our power, or they just don't want to acknowledge our power?
일단 정답이라고 제가 생각하는 것부터 요약해서 말씀드리면, 여성 혐오와 인종 차별과 그다음에 이 세상이 변화하는 것에 대한 거부감과 두려움이라고 말씀드릴 수 있을 것 같습니다. 여기까지 번역하시고 뒤에 다시 설명 붙인다고 얘기해 주세요.
네. So to give a very one-liner answer is it would be because people are racist. You know, they have a very strong sense of discrimination towards females. And also because they don't want to accept the change that is happening in our society, not just in this country, but in, on a global scale.
그러니까 여성 혐오, 이제 미소지니 같은 경우에는 이제 어린 여자 애들이 좋아하는 그룹이라고 규정을 하게 되면 여성들의 취향에 대한 디스크리미네이션이 일단 들어가고요. 그다음에 그런 여자애들이 좋아하는 그룹이라고 보이밴드에 대한 이제 편견이 이제 이중으로 작동을 하게 되는 것 같아요. 그래서 이 그냥 성인 여성도 성인 여성이 좋아한다 하더라도 그 스크리밍 티네이지 걸스라고 규정을 하는 순간 성인 여성의 취향 역시 소리 지르는 어린 여자애들과 다를 바 없다라고 하는 그런 어떤 비하 혹은 여성 혐오가 거기에 분명하게 들어가고 있고 그게 방탄소년단의 음악에 대한 진지한 이해를 아예 방해하는 굉장히 중요한 요소로 일단 작동하고 있는 것 같습니다. 그래서 여성 혐오는 여기까지 예, 번역해 주시면 될 것 같아요.
네. So to touch upon the first factor that she mentioned, which was about female discrimination, you know, whether it's labeled as young teenage girls who are screaming over this artist, over, you know, grown-up females who are screaming over the artist, the fact that you label it as girls screaming over this artist is the stigma itself. So it's a discrimination to females because you are just labeling and putting an unofficial, unverified title that, oh, this is the kind of music that girls listen to. This is the kind of music that teenagers are screaming over. So that itself kind of just unofficially labels. You know, it's not true. Not all girls may be screaming over BTS. And it's just the stigma that, oh, you know, girls just go crazy over BTS. Teenage girls just go screaming over them. But not just that, but, you know, when people have and see that image that they just want to see, teenage girls screaming over this artist, it just not only stops there, but it also interrupts the message and the music that BTS tries to send across to their listeners. So it just, it doesn't just affect the fans and how the public sees the fans, but it also unintentionally affects in a negative way, the music that BTS produces and them as artists itself.
Very true. It gives the general public a harder time to be more curious about BTS because, you know, the first thing they think about is, oh, I don't want to be part of those screaming teenage girls. You know, so it kind of stops them. But, you know, I think now we're getting to that point where ARMYs are working very hard on getting BTS recognition for their artistry, for their music. For example, you know, maybe the general public now is getting curious, like, why is BTS nominated for the Grammys? You know, we're slowly working towards that. But I just wish that I feel like the discrimination against women being like passionate about something is very wrong. I mean, I mentioned it previously on my video how, you know, there are other fandoms out there, not, you know, quite for artists, but for example, for video games, for sports. Yeah. It's a very male dominated fandom, but they're not looked down upon on or degraded because of their gender, you know, that's what sets us apart. So I hope that in the future, ARMYs will also be part of that movement of, you know, making people realize that there are fandoms out there that are not only screaming teenage girls, we're very diverse. We're very, you know, we have different age groups, you know, genders, identity, different backgrounds. We're just a fandom who is in love with the artistry BTS has given us, the music. And there's a lot more to that as well. There's a lot more to BTS. I mean, some people would say they're in love with the personalities, you know, that's what got them into the fandom and it, more to that. But I hope that it starts with BTS, that people will start to realize or take groups seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very sick and tired of the kind of prejudices. I'm facing that prejudice. Normally, yeah, think about my age. I'm mm-hmm. in Korean age, I'm 50 mm-hmm. already. So, and I'm 50 years old and I'm teaching philosophy at university. But people think I am, in a way, crazy or not normal.
Yeah.
Because I am in love with BTS.
That shouldn't be.
Yeah, they know my age and they know my profession, but they want to degrade my age or my profession into a very superficial, just screaming crazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, age is not that critical. I am a woman, mm-hmm. and that is the reason they neglect and discriminate my taste. So every time I face that kind of things, I'm really pissed off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Especially I'm majoring in philosophy of art, but they suspect my taste of art.
Oh.
So it's ridiculous. I think so.
It is really ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
And there is another reason of discrimination in the West. BTS are Koreans and they think mm-hmm. Korean. They think mostly, not everyone, but most white male audiences think
mm-hmm.
they are not a real musician. They are, and their songs are not real art. But it's obvious prejudice and discrimination. And I think they might feel a kind of fear towards BTS and ARMY. I think so. Because BTS and ARMY have changed the world and even the dominant music industry. So they might be panicked and might have fear towards BTS and ARMY, but they don't accept their fear. So they showed their rudeness and racist perspective on BTS and ARMY, plus racist, plus misogynic perspective toward BTS and ARMY. They want to neglect us, but in the end, I believe so, in the end, we will win.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and the world has changed it and will change it itself. So they will be defeated, I think so.
Yes, thank you. Oh, that's a really powerful message. And I believe that as well.
Yeah.
BTS and ARMY, they are not going anywhere. We will be here to fight. And, you know, we're already seeing changes in the music industry. It may be slow, mm-hmm. But we're leaving our footprints, basically.
Yeah.
We're making our mark. So, wow.
And I have observed many things in history. We feel the reality is so strong and so powerful, so we cannot change that reality, such as male dominant society
mm-hmm.
or English speaking dominancy. But as we have seen in history, nothing lasts forever.
True, very true.
Yeah. So after becoming an ARMY, I have changed it quite a lot
mm-hmm.
For a personal level. The one thing, the one most obvious thing is now I have hope for the future. And now I have hope for the humanity. Before, I didn't have that kind of things. I was very sarcastic and I was a bit pessimistic toward the world and human. Mm-hmm. I didn't like people a lot. And I didn't find any hope from people around me or people from on TV. But after knowing BTS and ARMY, I could have hope to change this this terrible world into a better one. And we can be communicate each other and we can be connected with each other. Mm-hmm. That solidarity is a real important thing for ARMY, I think. Mm-hmm. If we can be together, we can do anything. And ARMY taught me that truth.
Yes. I'm clapping. That was amazing.
Yeah, as I told you before, I was sarcastic and pessimistic. Mm-hmm. And then now I am more positive and more, I have more hope for the world, mm-hmm. and the people. And before becoming an ARMY, when mm-hmm. I see some news about the disaster or civil war in another part of the world, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, it's too bad. It's too sad. But I cannot do anything for them. And mm-hmm. I forgot. Yeah, that was very easily forgotten from me because it is too far away from me.
Yeah.
But becoming an ARMY makes me think of, oh my God, there is a fire, big fire in Australia, for example. Mm-hmm. And I have an ARMY friend in Australia. Is she okay? Or ARMYs in Australia are okay? I am very concerned and I am very sad about them. So I feel more connected and more closer to them compared to the past days. So the civil war happened or riots happens, or in the US a few days ago there was a messy riot. How can I say? Ridiculous happening in the US. And whenever mm-hmm. when I watch the news, I naturally think about the ARMY friend in the US. Mm, so yeah. I normally tweet like this: hope every ARMY in the US are okay uh-huh. and safe. But it is not just words. I didn't know how to put my heart into that words, so I just wrote very simple sentence, but it is real from my heart. So nowadays, I feel like this world is getting smaller because of BTS.
Yes.
Since we are connected and we can communicate every time.
And, true.
Yeah. So, and whenever there is a bad happening in Korea, many ARMY mutuals sent me messages and mentioned. And they talk to me, please stay safe. And if there is anything I can do for you, please let me know. Aww. Whenever I read that kind of tweets, mm-hmm. I feel very empowered. Is it right word? I don't know. It makes me very stronger. It makes me kind of strengthening me. Because I am not alone. I am with other many other ARMYs all the time. So it is, I think it is a very radical change for my life.
Wow. You know, that's very true. Yeah. You pointed that out because we all connect through social media, and BTS has actually helped me find a lot of friends that yes. I am personally close to now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Me too. That's really cool to hear that you've also feel empowered, or you feel stronger now yeah. that you have this bond with other people from across the globe. You know, they're not yeah. even in the same country as you. And I realized, too, that before, you know, there would be natural disasters, right? Like the one in Australia. But then now, because there are armies in different countries, for example, a lot of them would come up with like fundraisers or charities yeah. that we could help with. So it feels like we're also helping. So that's another thing. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
So I became more happier person now.
Aww. I'm so happy to hear that. No, I'm happy to know that you're happy and you feel like a, you know, stronger, and you have a stronger yes. bond with people out there. You actually want to connect with people now, not like before.
Yeah. You
know? So it's really nice to learn more about you as a person, you know, the knowing you as Ji-young-yi and not, you know, as a person more than a doctor. We got to learn more about you as a doctor and also person, so that's really nice to hear. Yes. But yes, but thank you so much for joining us. And also I want to let people know that you do have a book, and again the name of the book is called BTS Art Revolution. You could find it on Amazon actually, so, and I'll link that in the description box. But thank you once again, Ji-young Lee, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And it is an honor for me to be part of ARMY project. Thank you all for listening my talk.
No, it means a lot. So we really needed it. But yeah. Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee, Young Ho-seok, Park Ji-min.